1st of February, good morning, 2019, The Lovers, an Ace of Coins, and Seven of Wands. I did it my way, at least from now on. In the past position are the Lovers of the Major Arcana, which is interesting because it crossed my mind for a second as I was scrolling through some pages this morning that the old-time Lovers card is insanely complicated. There are trees and birds and a snake and sometimes a fat little cherub buzzing around ready to shoot one of the two women on the card because the poor human in the middle can't make up his mind between them. That's a whole lot of stuff going on. On the Morgan Greer card, there are only two humans, obviously deeply in love. In the past, this was not only a profound relationship or partnership, but an essential component of your DNA and your public identity. This is in the past, but no matter what the relationship, these cards are all upright today and things are as they should be. Not a sword to be seen. But the old-time images keep coming to mind. It's complicated. This card, having been called the Choice, among other things, makes my blood pressure jump just a wee bit. The poor sod in the middle is being put on the spot, and it's stressful. Quite a different feeling than I get from the Morgan Greer card. Love, yes. Marriage, yes. This card means that. And at least in this deck, it looks like a lovely memory for both. In the present, though, is the fabulous Ace of Coins, pure gold. Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn. I like getting an ace on the first of the month, off to the best possible start in all earthly matters. The ace is success and wealth, the giant gold coin in the sky presented to us by the legendary sky hand of the Tarot, today is up close and in person. This is one of the best cards in the deck. This is to be rich, not only money rich, but body and soul rich. So why then, in the future position, do we see a rather defensive human bracing himself to stand his ground, holding a long walking stick or staff across his body like a weapon? Six more sprouting sticks look rowdy and restless and stand at sloppy angles just under him. They always look to me like they're carried by a mob, and they may be. If not a mob, then maybe just too many offers or questions, even questions pertaining to your integrity or ethics. This human on the Seven of Wands, Leo, Sagittarius, or Aries, is not doing things the way other people might, and it inflames them. This could be a financial incentive to go back to a partnership or marriage, or an offer from someone in the past, probably met with some resistance, that could turn out to be both passionate and profitable. So this human may actually need to drop some defenses, but doesn't seem to be interested in all these other little sticks. Rather, he looks straight up at the gold coin in the center of the spread. Amazing. How did you do it, they want to know. Keep your eye on the prize and keep the haters at bay. You don't have to explain yourself to anybody, and you don't owe anybody anything. There you go. Happy February.